Next, I would like to ask President Colleen to present the fifth in his series of updates on the implementation of the strategic framework. He will focus on Pillar 3, a healthy future for Illinois and the Midwest.
Thank you very much, Chairman Kortz. And I really do encourage everybody to come to the opening, the grand opening of the Student Union, and to pass by the Shakespeare Garden and the of course, the Lincoln statue as well. It's a beautiful campus, and I think this is going to be a banner year for all of that. But I want to point out that all the trustees should have at their chairs a new report hot off the press regarding the, it's called Impact Illinois, and it summarizes some of the activities of this last year, and it's all founded upon the strategic framework that was agreed upon by the board about a year ago now. And I warned you then, and I remind you now that we're not treating this document as something to put on a shelf, but using it in our daily activities to sort of provide important impetus to all the things that the university is working on, despite the budgetary issues that we're dealing with. So my report today is going to focus on our Pillar 3 in our strategic framework, which is entitled, as you recall, A Healthy Future for Illinois and the Midwest. Our ambitious goals are to build on our excellence, and like the other snapshots I provided of our strategic framework in action, they're rooted in the framework's pledge, which if you heard these presentations before, I repeat each time, best possible return on investment, efficient, competitive, and constantly improving efforts. This reaffirms our bedrock commitment to provide the highest possible rate of return from students who entrust us with their futures to the taxpayers of Illinois, who invest in us as an engine of progress that will help drive our state to an even better tomorrow. It ensures that we're not going to stand pat and sit on our hands. We're never going to relent in our efforts to be more efficient, more competitive, and constantly improving, and as you all know, relentlessly student-centered. As a reminder, our strategic framework stands on four solid pillars that will guide our way forward and are at the core of this year-long series of presentations to the board. I remind you also that we call this strategic framework and we call ourselves the public's university, and we're all about optimizing impact for public good. September's report focused on Pillar 1, our students, highlighting the record crop of students to our three universities last fall, and we're all looking at exciting numbers as we proceed towards next fall. In November, we examined Pillar 4, Tomorrow's University Today, as it's called, through the Investment Performance and Accountability Commitment, or IPAC, which would provide predictable state funding in exchange for tangible metrics that serve the students and the state. In January, we announced plans to expand to more than 93,000 students system-wide over the next 5 years. And in March, we explored with you our research and scholarship with global impact. So please take a look at our Impact Illinois 2017 document. It highlights more stories than I can accommodate in a short presentation like this. But let me focus on Pillar 3. It really reaffirms our longstanding commitment to a healthy future for Illinois and the Midwest, building on our power to serve progress and the public good. It's a critical role, and if you recall in the strategic framework, we start with the comment, developing human capital as our primary thing. So I'm going to really emphasize today faculty, because they're the many jewels in our crown, and I'm really emphasize the role of faculty. But developing of that is that expertise is incredibly important. We were created to open the doors of higher education to all, transforming students' lives and collectively supplying the workforce to move America forward. And trustees who attend our commencements see that in real time, and I know that experience is very tangible with these wonderful celebrations. In the years since the founding, we've become a large-scale incubator of literally world-class talent, with nearly 710,000 living graduates, about 370,000 of them right here in Illinois. And we're committed to do even more. Here's the graph showing the enrollment history over the years. Through our plans to increase today's record enrollment by nearly 15% over the next 5 years. But we're growing our enrollment strategically, focusing on programs and populations aligned with our strategic framework. One key component of enrollment growth highlights traditionally underrepresented populations. While our strong track record of inclusivity shows listen to this, 623% increase in Latino and African American students in the last 50 years. We can, must, and will improve upon those scores, and we are committed to transparency in our efforts. Data about enrollment, data about graduation rates, degrees, retention rates are all now available online. And I wanted to just give you a little feeling of our online facility. We call it a dashboard. You can get to it at uillinois.edu, click on data, and here you have our dashboard. And this website shows our progress and will show our progress. We'll keep it up to date on academics, on enrollment, on degrees, retention rates, and key economic indicators like startups and research expenditures. Now, it's live as I speak, so I'm taking the risk of just seeing whether we can click a couple of times. So one click on graduation rates. This is the retention rate data for different universities, and we're now going to click on the African-American or black click, and there we see those numbers. Our record over the last N years of retention rates for black and African-American students. You can dive into this by campus or by program. And furthermore, if you go into the spatial representation of this data in the next slide, we can look at enrollment and alumni populations by place. And it's a clickable map. And now we're focusing in on Chicago, and we're clicking on District 59. Carol Senti and has 680 enrolled students at UIC, 317. So this is available to all of our individual legislators, and it's kept up to date. So we are transparent. We're going to be holding ourselves accountable, and all the information with regard to the critical outcome parameters of the university are available to you online. So we're going to walk that walk. You can slice and dice this information to drill down by the numbers, by the system, and by each university. Now, developing world-class talent requires investing in world-class talent. We have exceptional faculty and staff, and they're the lifeblood of our great universities. The U of I system's place amongst the world's very best is built on the contributions of remarkable scholars over the last 150 years. Today's faculty, stars, and new faculty continue to attract the best and brightest students and prepare them to become the next generation for leaders. Our enrollment plans are coupled with our faculty plans. They have to be. And our faculty plans include our notable university scholars. We have a university scholars program which recognizes the distinction in existing faculty, outstanding members of our faculty who are recognized annually. And I wanted just to go through a few of these. For example, Elizabeth Kosmetatou is a leading scholar in Hellenistic history, is one of countless examples, fluent in 8 languages. You can imagine what a role model that is to our students. Cynthia Oliver is an award-winning performer and choreographer who creates work at the nexus of dance, theater, and the spoken word, and is an award-winning performer as well as choreographer, one of our distinguished university faculty at Urbana. At UIC, we have Robert Leiden, I hope that's the right pronunciation, leading scholar of interpersonal processes and leadership, also a university scholar. He won the Thomas A. Mahoney Mentoring Award in 2014 and the Eminent Leadership Scholar Award by the Academy of Management, another of our very distinguished faculty. And Vijay Singh, whose work at Urbana on biofuel processes has already resulted in 3 patents, internationally recognized as an authority on corn processing. Will be participating in the next green revolution that the planet requires, research focusing on sustainable food, biofuels, and bioproducts. Louisa Di Pietro, whose research contributes to wound healing, how do wounds heal more optimally? She's the founder and director of UIC's Center for Wound Healing and Tissue Regeneration, and she has already received $14 million, more than that, in NIH funding during her career. And you can be sure that scholars like this are very keenly interested in NIH future funding portfolio, and the news in the continuing resolution is very positive on that, with potentially $2 billion more coming into NIH. We have very strong presence there. So the University of Illinois system is a magnet for talent. We're very proud of these. More than 65 new faculty will be joining us this fall. And they come from a lot of interesting places, and here's just a sampling of those universities where we have recruited stellar faculty, hailing the most prestigious universities across the country and across the globe. And you can just see a little summary of our recruiting of world-class talent. And the research interests of this new cohort, incoming faculty, and their areas of expertise are literally varied and impressive. If you just look at what they've done and what they're working on, it's the kind of leading-edge talent that cuts across sciences, engineering, arts, humanities, music, poetry, etc. So we have leading-edge talent synonymous with who the University of Illinois is and must be, and it's talent that will propel our universities forward. Now, I wanted to highlight some of our incoming faculty, just as I highlighted our university scholars. Here are some of them. New faculty like Jamie Jones in English, PhD in American Studies from Harvard University at Urbana. Her interests go from American literature and culture from 1850 to 1930 through historical environmental lens, and she's busy writing a book. We have Yung-In Kang in Child and Family Studies at UIS, right here, PhD, University of Missouri, Columbia in Human Development and Family Science. Her interests are step-grandparent, step-grandchildren relationships and communication in post-divorce families. And if you think about our social need to deal with modern society and how to optimize family life, these are very important kinds of studies. And then Ksenia Glusik in chemistry at UIC, associate professor in chemistry, from the PhD from the University of Florida, but we're getting her directly from Stanford, where she's a postdoctoral fellow. Her interests are on photochemistry of solar energy conversion and other applications. Thomas Gush in bioengineering at Urbana, PhD in chemistry from the Scripps Research Institute, very distinguished institute, but postdoctoral fellow at Berkeley. His interests are in gene therapy for neurological disorders and improving gene editing. Anastasios Sideropoulos in computer science at UIC, MIT PhD, currently an assistant professor at Ohio State. We love to raid them at times, where he received the Outstanding Teacher of the Year Award in computer science and engineering. And his interests involve complex geometric data sets to improve solutions to complex computational tasks. Senior faculty like Alexander Stoliar in Industrial and Enterprise Systems Engineering at Urbana, PhD in mathematics from the USSR Academy of Science, an endowed chair at Lehigh University, stochastic processes and queuing networks. You get the message. We not only have wonderful faculty that we celebrate, but we can attract wonderful faculty that can be real game changers. And this is what the students that we have need. They need access to that kind of talent, that kind of exuberance, that kind of scholarship that's deep. And we are going to move forward on all of those fronts. We're also going to be investing in leading-edge facilities. And I wanted to highlight just three things on each of our universities. It's all associated with making for a healthy Illinois. The work of our excellent faculty, staff, and students is supported by leading-edge facilities such as the upcoming Siebel Center for Design in Urbana. And there will be a ribbon-cutting ceremony for this one, and this also will be light-filled, and there will be lots of opportunities for undergraduate student teams to work on complex problem sets in association with world-leading scholars and faculty. A new student union in Springfield, already mentioned. I urge you to take the tour if you can. I keep thinking, Susan, that it's much bigger than I ever anticipated when you see it on paper and you see it. It will really be transformative for this university. And the future here is extremely bright on many fronts. So please take a look at that new student union. And, of course, at UIC, we have a new College of Engineering modular design building that has been approved at the last board meeting. You approve these things, and then they happen. And, of course, these investments are very important to demonstrate forward progress, to be able to give our faculty the kinds of capabilities and opportunities and facilities that they need so that the student experience can be optimized. The investment in structures would be nothing if not for the people inside. And our faculty and our staff don't just provide for the next generation workforce. They provide new age innovation that drives economic growth. We're building on our innovation platform through new initiatives such as the new CEO Roundtable, which is meeting very successfully. Also, by the way, in case you didn't know, the University of Illinois system is one of the largest non-governmental employers in the state of Illinois. We're number 5, if you take out the government itself, and we're training and leading the future of the state and beyond. So when we go to our legislators in Springfield, we have to go not just as a university, but as an employer of note in this state. And our talented alumni have founded successful companies, literally reshaping the landscape of industry and technologies. Here's a sample of 25 companies that have flowed out of University of Illinois system over the last years. And these 25 companies employ more than 220,000 individuals today, and their annual revenues exceed $75.7 billion today, this year. So the diaspora of the University of Illinois is having a major effect on the future of not just knowledge creation, but knowledge application in society. We're very proud of that, and we need to make sure that people know what's going on and these are not lights that are hidden under bullets. As part of our hands-on contribution to the health of Illinois and Midwest, of course, we're extremely proud of the U of I Hospital and Health Sciences System, part of UIC, that provides comprehensive care, education, and research to the people of Chicago and beyond. It is the state's largest public health provider. And UI Health is a leader in cutting-edge research that positively impacts people's lives. And I've got a few bullets here, but leader of the Chicago Diabetes Project, Cures for Diabetes, Comprehensive Sickle Cell Center, offering the only known cure for the disease, work on artificial retinas that restore vision, and a strong emphasis on socioeconomically disadvantaged populations. We're extremely proud of that. So the healthcare system is very important, but our outreach and activities and programs are truly statewide. Expanding the University of Illinois system reach, our research and engagement touches every corner of our state, as you can see from this map. This is also on our online public engagement portal, available through the same site I mentioned earlier. Our platform for developing human capital innovation is embedded throughout the state, and it is the formula for success in the 21st century economy. We're committed to build on all of this through a new round of investment. We will invest in our students. In March, I announced our new Triple I program, which would commit $170 million in financial aid to Illinois students if our legislative impetus IPAC is approved. We have since revised that proposal to commit 40% of that funding, or $68 million, to support underrepresented students, should IPAC be approved. Now, the reason that is so important is we know that the biggest obstacle to achieving a world-class education is normally and often financial. And it's financial obstacles that need to be overcome if young people in particular are to be provided the kind of opportunities that we have available on our at our universities. This proposal is built upon the land-grant mission to open our doors to every deserving student, and we think it's a very important commitment to underserved populations in our state, helping them to cultivate their unique talents to move our state onward. I'm almost done now, but I do want to show you the headline of the News Gazette. I see the author of this there, and the reason I'm showing you this, Julie, is Tom Petty is in it, and Tom Petty, it looks great for somebody who's a rock star. And the headline is Faculty Headhunting Initiative in the Works, and I wanted to tell you about the Faculty Headhunting Initiative. We may go after Tom Petty, actually. He might be, who knows what contributions he might give. But we will invest in new faculty, too. We have to invest in new faculty. We are not going to be the poachees, we're going to be the poachers, if that makes sense in English terms. But we will invest in faculty because it's the heart of everything we do. The new President's Distinguished Faculty Recruitment Program is being announced today. It's a 3-year program providing non-recurring funds from the President's office, $30 million over 3 years, that is matched by the universities to bring in, we feel, the potential for 10 to 15 distinguished star or rising star faculty in each of the next 3 years. Funding for the program is obviously dependent on our appropriations from the state of Illinois, but should those through the budget move forward, these funds would be used for startup costs such as the purchase of new equipment, renovation of space, graduate student support, et cetera, but not salaries. So these are startup inducements for recruitment efforts. The salaries will be met by the universities in according to their normal procedures. These faculty would meet certain criteria: cutting-edge research and scholarship, enhancing our national and international reputation of the system, and being experts in areas of emerging demand consonant with our strategic framework. In addition, these faculty will contribute transformative excellence to their college and university missions and enhance interdisciplinary and transdisciplinary collaborations within across units. So in summary, our goal here that's in the strategic framework is to make Illinois a healthy hub of progress and economic growth. And the U of I system, built on a human capital, notably the faculty, is the key to advancement. And we are going to move ahead on all of these fronts. And that's our commitment to the Board of Trustees. Thank you for your support and your encouragement along the way.
Outstanding presentation, Tim, as usual. Any comments or questions? Okay.